The 14th movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's All-Night Vigil is the Troparion, or a hymn, this hymn in quiet praise of the resurrection. Once again, Rachmaninoff builds the movement on the chant associated with this hymn, but your attention will be drawn to other aspects of the music, largely because the chant is quite safely buried within this rich texture of seven voice parts. There will be two slight pauses, each signaling the beginning of another portion of the Troparion. As I listen to this performance, I am in awe of the singer's attention to the composer's detailed dynamic markings. I also notice they are singing lower than we do these days. Apparently, before the fall of the Soviet regime, some choirs were not yet using A440. Even during my lifetime, the pitch A has been creeping upwards, which is nice for low basses, but not so nice for high tenors or high sopranos. But do listen, most of all, to the minute dynamic inflections of this talented choir. They're doing what the composer asks. The 15th and final movement of Rachmaninoff's All-Night Vigil is yet another hymn to the Virgin. This hymn is known as the Akathist hymn, because you are supposed to stand throughout the entire song. Of course, in many Orthodox churches, you stand throughout the entire service of many hours. But now, even the old people are supposed to stand as a sign of respect. This hymn is sung during prime, that first hour of the day, back when hours were marked by sundials. Although this is one of the shortest movements, lasting less than 2 minutes, it is also one of the more intense, as we push to the finish line, the closing minute of this magnificent all-night vigil, arguably the composer's masterpiece, a work composed in 6 weeks, but only a few years before the composing of sacred music would be discouraged in communist Russia.